This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, we're seeing a little more buying as far as beans are concerned. You know, with corn, it's been pretty blasé. But overall in the week, you know, we've actually gained some ground. So it's nice to see. Obviously, last week was pretty rough. We certainly haven't been able to, make up what we lost last week. But at the same time, you know, it's a positive week so far. Looks like we're going to have positive weekly closes on bulk, and we'll take that ahead and that report on Monday.
And Matt, as we get ready for the report on Monday, do you think everyone will be a little bit quiet here today, or do you think we'll see regular trade?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been one of those deals here the last several days where essentially I think there's been some position evening and so on and so forth, and that's probably something that we're going to see. I would say throughout the rest of the day, so I'm looking for more of a quiet tone.
And Matt, as we get ready for the report on Monday, I know we've talked a little bit about the potential for a bullish answer to the report if we do see those yield cuts. Are you still leaning towards potential yield cuts for both corn and soybeans, or one or the other?
I certainly think that's a possibility. You know, the thing is about, you know, yield cut is what might come with it. You know, if you get a yield cut on corn, are you going to go ahead and take a some feeding residual usage away? I certainly think that's a possibility. So I don't know. I'm hoping for some push.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
March corn down 1.5 at 444.5. March soybeans up 4.25 at 1065.5. March soybean meal up 40 cents at 304 even. March soybean oil up 38 cents at 49.83. Chicago wheat down 2.25 at 5.15¾. Minneapolis wheat down a penny at 5.70. Kansas City hard red wheat down 3 cents at 5.27¼. March oats up 0.25 at 3.07¼. On the Merc, February live cattle down 20 cents at 2.35.08. January feeder cattle down 33 cents at 3.62.15. February lean hogs down 78 cents at 85.10. Class 3 milk up a penny at 14.90. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.